This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture with Tina Camellia, Juliet Jacobs and Kelly Anissa. Here's our lineup for the hour.
We'll take a quick refresher on this. The haze is back, sorry. We'll take a quick refresher on this annual phenomenon and discuss if we are taking enough measures to protect our lungs from the air pollution.
And in our second story, it was 17 years ago on the 19th of March that Kam Agong from Long Samado, which is in rural Sarawak, died from a botched C-section. So since her death, her family have actually fought to raise awareness on the issue of maternal healthcare in rural areas. We'll discuss that and more.
Yes, and on Twitter, we're asking you, how can we best protect ourselves from the haze? Your options are wear a mask or stay indoors, invest in air purifiers, or stop forest fires. To join the conversation today, you can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us with your thoughts at 018-789-8899, or you can call us 7733-2900. And on that note, here's Harder to Breathe by Maroon 5.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is getting hotter and hotter to breathe indeed, isn't it, Kelly?
Yes, and the haze is back thanks to the heat wave. Smoke from bush and forest fires due to the current hot spell has registered unhealthy air pollutant air pollutant index readings. And days without rain have resulted in an increase of open fires. In Pahang, this was increased by 262%. In fact, up to early this week, the State Fire and Rescue Department said that they received 680 reports. This shows that the increase of 262% compared with the same period last year, which had only 188 cases. So to tackle this, the department activated the haze operations room at Pahang headquarters since March 17.
Yes, and even school administrations, they are allowed to close schools or restrict outdoor activities without prior permission from the Education Ministry if the API, the Air Pollutant Index, worsens due to the haze. So Deputy Minister Theony Ching said that schools had been given the authority to make the decision, which is in the standard operating procedure. She said that this was done so that schools can make the decision about the suitable course of action there and then, because, I mean, previously air quality in Banting and Rumpin had already reached unhealthy levels.
And the Tourism, Arts and Culture Minister Dato' Mohamadin Ketapi urged tour operators to keep tabs on the latest haze situation and to provide face masks to tourists if necessary. He also urged the public, especially children, senior citizens and those with health problems, to wear face masks when outside and to limit outdoor activities. Ketapi also said that the ministry is keeping a close watch on the haze situation amidst the ongoing heat wave and dry spell nationwide. A fire and rescue department spokesman said that during the day, this strong wind will push the smoke to other areas and sometimes a certain area will be covered in haze. Only heavy rain will be able to clear the haze and improve the API reading.
Yeah, with 2019 expected to bring hotter and drier than usual El Nino weather conditions to Southeast Asia, naturally we are getting increasingly concerned about a recurrence of the 2015 haze crisis. I'm sure we all remember that.
Yes,
quite
only too
clearly.
Well.
Yeah, and that incident really had severe health, economic and environmental impacts. But Indonesia, which is a major haze producing country, claims to be better prepared for the next intense dry season, which is expected to start in June this year. Their confidence is linked to major land reforms undertaken in the aftermath of the 2015 haze crisis. In 2016, President Joko Widodo introduced a moratorium on burning, draining and deforesting 4.9 million hectares of peatlands.
And earlier today, I spoke to Dr. Hilmi Lokman, an internal medicine and respiratory medicine physician, about how the haze and air pollution as a whole can affect our respiratory health and what measures we can take to protect ourselves. Here's a short clip from that interview. What makes the haze so dangerous?
The haze is obviously something that is particles that's in the air and that tends to be, well, shouldn't be there if the air quality is quite good. And that can interfere with the normal function of the lung and also can increase the risk of infection for people that has chronic diseases or in people with extremes of age, such as in children and also in the elderly. People with chronic lung disease, such as COPD or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, people with asthma, certainly allergies, those with like diabetes and chronic heart will be the most vulnerable.
Oh, even diabetes?
diabetes, because people with diabetes, they've got a lower immune system in general, so they're more prone to getting infections. They can develop things like acute bronchitis or upper respiratory tract infections. In some cases, people with pre-existing conditions like asthma, chronic COPD, they can aggravate the condition, so they can get exacerbations of or with breathing difficulties.
And how many patients do you see coming in due to the haze pollution?
Currently, almost on a daily basis, but we have patients a lot with things like chronic bronchitis. And I think since it's been quite dry and very hot in the last few weeks, and certainly the numbers have been going up, the same thing for numbers of admissions as well. But fortunately, we had quite a nice rainfall yesterday that seemed to have settled things down a little bit. Even the pollution index has come down today compared to the last 2 to 3 days.
I see. So what can people like this do to prevent further damage? What measures can they take to protect themselves?
Okay, certainly if the air quality or pollution or haze is quite bad, then as much as possible, if they don't need to be out and about outside the house, then it's better just to stay indoors, number one. And number two, to use things like masks if they're going out. And on another note, is also for those with access to the internet, they can actually look at the pollution index of Malaysia that is available online. So you can see how is the air quality as well. That is updated almost every few hours. I think the main thing is always to keep themselves healthy, unless if the pollution is quite bad or the haze is really, really bad based on the air quality, then certainly there's usually will be in the news saying that people are advised to stay indoors. But most of the time, if they just use a standard, like a face mask, normally it tends to be okay. And keep themselves hydrated, eat well, consume their medications. For those requiring things like inhalers, then with asthmatics and chronic COPD patients, then obviously it's best to continue to using that.
And you did mention earlier that to wear the mask. So the mask by itself alone is helpful, is it?
It would be helpful because at least it gives some level of protection or trying to filter the air particles or the particulate matters from entering the lungs.
That was Dr. Hilmi Lokman, an internal medicine and respiratory medicine physician. You can monitor the API in your area by going to apims.doe.gov.my.
Yeah, and as Dr. Hilmi mentioned, wearing a face mask can help with preventing some of the health issues that come, you know, with this wonderful hazy season. But it's important that you wear the right type of mask. So surgical masks are probably more comfortable to wear, but they aren't as effective. And this is because those small little airborne particles can still make their way through the mask's top, bottom, and side. So it is instead recommended that we use the N95 respirators. They are designed to achieve a very close facial fit, and this protects users from the liquid and the fine airborne particles that are contaminating the air. And the N95 respirators should be available for purchase at any major pharmacy and pharmacies and supermarkets.
Yeah. However, the N95 respirators are not suitable for everyone's usage because some might find it difficult to breathe through them. And if you look at the Ministry of Health's website, they've stated that the following groups of people should exercise precautions when using the respirator: elderly people or those with lung or heart conditions, those who are claustrophobic, people with lung diseases such as asthma and emphysema, women in the later stages of pregnancy, how late, not sure, and children as well.
And, you know, is it hazy in your area? I know that...
Terribly so.
Yeah. In my area, I think the past few days, all I smell is smoke, right? Even when it's night. And I mean, I think just yesterday it started to clear up just a little bit.
Yeah, I think you can hear it in my voice. I've fallen ill as well. And I really think it's got to do with the haze. I can't breathe properly.
It's the haze and the hot and dry
weather. Yeah,
weather. Yeah.
It's wonderful, wonderful cocktail of things.
it's one of our three seasons, friends. Come on.
Yeah, true.
Rain, dry, and haze.
Exactly. And I hope that it won't get too bad to the point of where I don't really like wearing the mask. I only wear it when it's really bad. So I hope it doesn't get to that point.
But I don't actually see a lot of people wearing masks out there, you know?
No,
I
mean,
walking this year, I'm not wearing one.
I don't know whether it's because we have normalized haze.
You know, I think that might be
In early days, everyone's on board with wearing something over their face when it's haze season. But... these days, I think people just, you know, breathe in whatever.
Until, you know, that sort of darurat emergency sort of thing is declared. Like, all right, it's really unhealthy, folks, you know, start wearing it. Then only people kind of, other than that, it's like, yeah, another hazy day.
Yeah.
Which is really not good for anybody.
No, not
exactly. But, well, so remember to try and stay indoors when you can help it and drink lots of water, especially during this hot spell, and to wear the right type of mask.
Okay, so before we move on to our next story, just a reminder, Health and Living Life is back on the 6th of April at Connection at Nexus Bangsa South. This event is presented by AIA, enabling healthier, longer, better lives. To win yourself two tickets to the event, answer this question correctly. What is the term used to describe people who are caring for the elderly parents while also raising their own children? A, the sandwich generation, or B, the in-betweeners? All you need to do is send a WhatsApp message with the correct answer, your name and email address to 018-789-8899.
Yeah, and don't forget that we are asking you over on Twitter. We have a Twitter poll going. How do you protect yourself from the haze? You know, how best can we actually protect ourselves from the haze? Do we wear a mask? Do we stay indoors? Do we invest in air purifiers? Or should we just stop forest fires? And I think the majority of you are saying stop forest fires. A whopping 73% of you are saying that. Another, it's tied for wearing a mask and stay indoors at 11%. And only 5% of you are investing in air purifiers. You know, let us know what you think. You know, join in the conversation. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can send us a WhatsApp message at 018-789-8899. Or you can call us at 03-7733-2900.
When we come back, remembering Kam Agong. For now, here's Smoke Gets in Your Eyes by The Platters.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.